Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
It's a Friday afternoon. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. Now, here's Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey with today's weather forecast.
The statewide average temperature for June so far was 70 degrees and about one half of a degree above average. The statewide average rainfall was 3.4 inches, which is about equal to what we had in all of May and well on the way to the average June rainfall of 4.2 inches. Amounts of 4 to 6 inches were common south of Interstate 80, including parts of western Illinois, which has been dry. Rivers and streams, as well as topsoil moisture, have improved quite a bit in that area. The National Weather Service forecasts show a warm, wet week is in store for Illinois. Highs on Saturday will range from the upper 70s to low 80s. From Sunday through Wednesday, highs will range from the low to mid 80s in northern Illinois, from the mid to upper 80s in central Illinois, and from the upper 80s to low 90s in southern Illinois. Humidity levels will be high as well. Dew point temperatures will be in the 50s on Sunday, but climb into the upper 60s and low 70s by Monday and remain at those levels through the week. There is a chance of rain from Sunday through Wednesday, including thunderstorms. Rainfall totals will be in the range of 1 to 3 inches in central and northern Illinois and likely less than an inch in southern Illinois. The 6 to 10 day and 8 to 14 day forecasts for Illinois are for near average temperatures and above average rainfall. This is Jim Angel, state climatologist at the Illinois State Water Survey.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
This agricultural program is a production of Illinois Public Media on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. In Chicago, the weekly changes from Friday to Friday look like this. July corn, $4.57.5 the high. The low for the week at $4.39.25. Settlement price down 12 cents at $4.47. December at $4.47.5. The new crop settled 10 and a quarter cents lower on the week. July soybeans for the week had a high at $14.75.25, a low at $14.10. Settlement price there at $14.25.75, down 31.25. November beans, $12.21.25, finished 2.5 cents higher. July soybean meal at $4.67.90, finished down $19.70, and bean oil at $36.69, finished 68 cents higher for the week. Wheat futures high on the week in the July soft red at $6.26.25, the low at $5.83.5, and the settlement price down 32.25 cents Friday to Friday at $5.86. July soft red, winter wheat, the hard red at $7.13.25, and the harvest month July down 22.25. August feeder cattle finished in a gap higher at $208.15, up $7.62.5 for the week. August live cattle spiked higher at $146.62.5, up $5.32.5, and July lean hogs for the week at $127 per 100 pounds, finished $2.25 higher. Find us online at willag.org.